The former Royal Oak Hotel is classified by the National Trust and listed on the Victorian Heritage Database. The property is believed to have been constructed around 1857, at the time of its first licence. It is now known as the Oak and Anchor Hotel. There are several stories about the ghost at this location. A former publican of the Royal Oak Hotel, John Bond, now deceased, spoke of several unexplained encounters on the top floor of the building. The following is an extract from John's interview. "I went upstairs one night to do the security on the rooms. This is going back probably 10 years. There was a double bed in room 3 at the time, but it's been changed since then. I was walking past, the door was open, it was dark, and there was someone lying on the bed. And I thought they shouldn't be in there. They had obviously been drinking downstairs and come up and flaked it on the bed. I didn't want to go in and disturb them because I thought they might jump up and start fighting. So I put my hand around the corner and turned on the light. I could see the grey shape of someone lying on the bed. Turned on the light and suddenly they were gone. You could see an indent on the bed where someone had been lying. But when I turned on the light, there was no one there. Another time I went upstairs to the private residence and down the corridor I could see someone standing outside the toilet door. And once again, I thought they shouldn't be there. I turned toward my private door, and when I turned back, there was nothing there. It was just a shape, a cloudy grey shape or figure. I couldn't say whether it was male or female, but there was definitely someone there. I turned away and turned back, and it had disappeared. I checked the toilets, but there was no one there. The private residence used to be on the left at the top of the main interior stairs, and room 3 faced the staircase. When the property reopened as the Oak and Anchor Hotel in 2020, room 3 had been integrated into two other suites as part of the renovations. John spoke about the experiences some guests had while staying in the haunted room. "People stayed in room 3. I never told them about the ghosts, I just booked them in. Although I did have one woman, actually, who refused to stay in there years and years ago. I sent her up to the room and for some reason or other she wouldn't stay there. I just thought, oh, well, she mightn't like the bedspreads or something, you know. She never said, but she wouldn't go into that room." There is another account of a ghostly experience involving room 3 in the book if you would like to learn more. The historical person who is believed to be the ghost at the former Royal Oak Hotel is Francis Alexander Corbett, who died suddenly on the premises on the 10th of June, 1893. Corbett was a very important person in Port Fairy. He was the agent for James Atkinson's Special Survey estate for around 20 years until the estate was sold in 1885. Afterward, he managed the affairs of Atkinson's son and heir, Nisdale Carlton Atkinson, and so he continued to have numerous tenants under his control. Corbett retired to his property in Kirkstall in 1890. When we were researching the book, I read many letters Corbett had written to the local newspapers about matters affecting the southwest region. It was clear he considered his opinion important to whatever subject was under discussion and fully expected to be listened to. When Corbett died, he was in Port Fairy to testify for both sides of a court case, which speaks to his continuing influence. He and his wife were staying at the hotel and he was reported as being in good health when they dined there with friends the night before. The morning of the trial, Corbett had reason to visit the rear of the premises, and when he did not return, his wife became alarmed and went to look for him. She found him in a terrible state, and although a doctor was sent for, nothing could be done to prolong his life. His death certificate lists the cause of death as syncope and senile decay. The Oak and Anchor Hotel is one of the ghostly locations on the tour that offer great food, beverages, and live entertainment. They also cater for events such as weddings. We highly recommend a visit. You can also stay at the hotel if you'd like to chance a ghostly encounter of your own.